When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Today, I'm delighted to be joined by John Shaw, the CEO of Itaconix. John, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Fantastic. Well, today you've announced some pretty impressive results. Before we dig into those results, though, I just want to, for those people who aren't familiar with Itaconix, can you give us a quick sort of 90-second elevator pitch? What do you guys do and what you get up to?
Well, itaconic acid is a natural metabolite found in our bodies and in the plant and animal world that is a fantastic building block for next-generation chemicals and specialty ingredients that are safer, have better performance, are more affordable, and more sustainable. It has been a holy grail to make polymers out of these and think of itaconic acid as a pearl, and we make a string of pearls into a polymer into it that have wonderful functionality across $20 billion worth of potential applications. Where I'm talking to you in Stratham, New Hampshire, is the one and only production plant for making these polymers. We have a huge proprietary technology platform for doing it and have great potential to be a large specialty ingredient company. We're focusing on three areas. One is performance ingredients, where we just sell the polymers on kind of a dollar per pound, euro per kilogram basis. Then the second area, we actually work with customers to come up with formulated solutions for next generation products and detergents. That's our Sparks formulated solutions area. And that, again, is we're selling dollars per pound, euros per kilogram of additional ingredients on it. And then finally, an area we just opened up is our BioAsterisk building blocks. These are actually going back to the specialty monomers. We just launched that in June as an e-commerce site to make those more available. Each one of those very large potential in each areas.
So, John, tell me, what are you so excited about Itaconix? What's changed in the last 12 months that investors should suddenly be looking at you?
Well, we went through a recovery in our revenues because early in 2024, we realized we needed to restructure our customer base and the profitability in our customer base to reach our objectives. So we ended up with a down year, what looked like a down year financially in 2024, but underneath it was also great work going on to rebuild our customer base, a more profitable customer base. So what you see most in the first half results here is how successful we've been at rebuilding that revenue base of it and how profitable it is. 45% gross profit margins in our performance ingredients. That's extraordinary profitability for it. They were much lower earlier in 2024. We've totally restructured it, and we have multiple customers now progressing through the land and expand revenue growth to achieve what we want to in terms of being a large a specialty ingredient company. So all the work that we did last year is now evident. It was a lot of work. It was great work. It's what we needed to get done. And it's in, you can see the results of it.
Well, the half-year results show record revenues, margin improvements, and three distinct growth streams there, John. I mean, revenues are up 73%, I believe, year on year, which is, well, congratulations on that for a start. But can you break down what's driving that and, you know, how much of it is recurring? Or are these just one-offs?
One, the best part about being in a specialty ingredient business is the recurring revenues. There's nothing better than getting formulated into 200, 300 different products, consumer products, and being listed as an ingredient on the back of the packaging of it. It's just, it's like getting an annuity when you get in there. So we're just growing our base of business. Our biggest growth right now is actually coming in Europe. So more and more products in, on the shelf and the detergent shelves in Europe have our ingredients in them. So it, specialty ingredients is a great business because you get those reoccurring revenues. And we're just building up a bigger and bigger customer base because of the value that our ingredients bring to everyday consumer products.
Well, that's great. I mean, I noticed your losses are down. You still post an EBITDA after tax, small loss, about $400,000. So I suppose the question is, you know, what milestones do the revenues need to hit so you can flip that EBITDA to positive?
I think we've made a big leap in revenues in the last 18 months. One more big leap in revenues and we'll be profitable. We have a great pipeline of large new opportunities, but more importantly, in the land and expand aspect of our customer base, you start off at maybe a little bit of revenues 1 year with a customer, then they use you more and your revenues grow more and your revenues grow even further. So even within our existing base of customers, we see all the revenue potential that we need to be profitable.
Okay, and when can or should investors expect that sort of inflection point to happen?
I think we're looking at it. It's there, ready to happen. One more revenue step. The exact timing of when these revenues come through is not quite as certain, but it's there, ready to happen.
So margins, we've looked at performance ingredients there, delivering 45% margin, which is fantastic. So I noticed that Sparks is only at 13%. Is this something you're going to do to increase that margin, close the gap? Talk us through that.
Sparks is a very important program for us to drive the revenues, the future revenues for our performance ingredients. What we do within Sparks is that we are developing next generation detergent formulations in specific categories that bring better safety, better performance, more affordability, more renewability. And when you do that, brands come to us so that they get winning products for the next generation. As we're doing that and brands are successful with it, more brands come to you. So it's a formulation service that we get revenues from by both selling our ingredients into it, but we may sell a blend. We may sell other key functional ingredients that are needed to make sure that our formulations make it successfully out in the market. The value to a brand is the speed that we bring and the accuracy that we bring so that they can get innovation out on the market better and faster. And that's what is drawing a huge amount of attention our way. The way we make money on it is that we still sell dollars per pound of ingredients. Some of it ours, but a lot of it is other ingredients that are going into our formulations that are key to their success. So when you look at the 13%, if you think of us more as a kind of distributor margin, it's an extraordinary distributor margin that we're getting that values the services that we're bringing to the brands. But more importantly, it allows us, when we come up with a breakthrough formulation, like we have one coming out in the detergent market for North America for next year, we now have control of getting it out onto the market. We can get it out faster. We were working with a brand, a major global brand. It might take us 3 years. We can get it out in the market in 6 months. And now when the market sees, oh, my God, you can see this formula, this new automatic dish formula that's based on our ingredient, the world comes to us. The world comes to us. It's like having a fabulous sales and marketing program that people pay you for.
Okay, John, well, thanks for clarifying that, because that's one of the things I saw in the numbers. I was thinking, oh, why is that so low compared to the others? So that's great. So, I mean, let's move on with the current trading. I mean, believe it or not, we're well into the second half. Q3's here and on its way. What's the order book look like at the moment? And, you know, have you got confidence you're going to meet these full year expectations?
Absolutely. We are off to a very strong start. We're just about to wrap up our third quarter. It was a very strong third quarter. We have orders on the way to have a very good year.
Okay, good. And I mean, there's, you know, in the numbers you're talking about sort of this three distinct revenue streams there. Is there one of those that kind of stands out as going to be a real step change in the growth next year?
Performance ingredients. That is our core business right now, is performance ingredients, because of the value of our polymers. We are getting more and more traction. Our key application is a scale inhibitor in detergent. So we keep the spotting and filming off of your glasses in an automatic dish detergent. It's what keeps your fabric feeling nice, and your clothes feeling nice and soft in a laundry detergent. That's by far our biggest area where we believe we're moving towards. It's almost a competitive imperative in certain segments of the detergent market to be using our ingredient. And that's where it really scales quickly, is because people that the gravity comes to formulas saying, oh, I have to use this ingredient. And that's the true inflection point, where you kind of go from ignition traction to takeoff. It's when you become an imperative. And we see ourselves creeping there. Overall, I'm surprised it's still a few years away overall to be a standard ingredient, but we clearly, in our results and what we see happening in the next 12 months, are getting closer to that.
Well, this is clearly an exciting growth story, and you're obviously sort of hitting your markers here. I think one of the things I would have concern about, and I know this is, you know, it's a nice problem to have, but, you know, what happens if production sort of suddenly, you know, have you got any bottlenecks in your production line, if suddenly your growth accelerates faster than expected? You know, are you permissioned to deal with the demand through to 2027?
We're absolutely prepared for it. We've been at this for a long time, and the last thing we're going to do is miss out an order because we don't have the capacity for it. One, we get a pretty good line of sight in terms of overall what the demand could be over a 12 to 18 month period. And we are fully taking care of that. We did improvements in the springtime to make sure we have the capacity for 2026. We're doing some improvements in the second half of this year to our existing production line to make sure we have the capacity we need within the current scope of demand for 2027. What will happen next, though, is as we creep closer and closer to one of the major detergent players picking up the use of our ingredient, that gets into a much larger scale. We're not too concerned about that because when a major brings you on, it's you have quite a bit of time, and then you also have many ways to be able to raise the funding and put a plant in place. So we're starting to think about it, just starting to think about it because of what we see in our pipeline. But I do expect that 5 years from now we will have another plant outside of North America.
Oh, well, that's great to see that. Europe, I hope, then, obviously. So, John, before we go, is there one message you'd like to get out to investors and potentially new investors about your numbers that's not actually in your RNS this morning?
Well, firstly, specialty ingredient companies are great investments because of the long-term growth that built into it. So you think of the Croda's, Novonesis of the world, they're just great investments. And I think we're one of the next great specialty ingredient companies because of the unique platform that we have. We own this space. It's a highly valuable space. And it takes a long, long time to get ingredients formulated in, but you can see that it's happening right now. And when it happens, you end up with a very large, very attractive investment in a specialty ingredients company. And I think our results show that we're clearly on the way to doing that.
Yeah, it clearly is a sort of sticky product. I think it doesn't take a genius to work that out. So well done. Well, John, thanks so much for your time today. It's been fascinating talking to you. And look, I'm really looking forward to speaking to you again soon.
Looking forward to coming back and talking about our full year results for 2025. We're very excited about them.
Excellent. Thank you, John.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.